the music you grew up with, 1956 through 1969. 14 years of the finest music ever recorded. Welcome back in time to the 50s and 60s on WIEL's Golden Great Weekend.
Bob Kraft, Crafty Bob, is one of my favorite people, somebody I really enjoyed working with, and we did this. And you don't always work at just WIEL, Bob. We've got to keep meat and potatoes on the plate, so sometimes we work for, quote, the competition. But I want to get you to talk to me a little bit about your WIEL days. When did you first come?
Well, I guess it was 1975. I was in Louisville, where I started in radio, and I left the Louisville area and came to Elizabethtown because an offer was made to me, and I enjoyed it quite a bit. It was very different from Louisville.
So you just missed the April 3rd, 74 tornado as far as striking Hardin County and Brandenburg and so on.
Yeah, I did.
You were up in the Louisville area at that time. Bob is an outstanding production guy, as we say in the business, and that's pretty much what he's doing now. But he was also an air personality. Throw a little names on us, a few names, E.J. Clark and some of the other people.
E.J. Clark, gosh, there were so many people, Ron, that you and I were just doing mornings in Elizabethtown for over 10 years, and there are so many people that come through the gates there. But at one time, I would say that we probably had the best programming, on-air staff, news, sales department, and that's when WKMO, of course, came into the picture. And
we were lucky. All of this was laid out on a plate for us by Dee Huddleston and Bill Harris and Bill Earle and all these people who sort of blazed the path. So we came to work at a good radio station.
Yes, we did. And, you know, I came from Louisville, and, of course, that's where I started. And I had been in the business when I arrived at WIEL for, I guess, about 5 years. I'd been in the business, and I started in around 1969. And, of course, when I first came to Elizabethtown Radio, I thought that, and it was an incorrect thought, that Elizabethtown was not as competitive or on the same scale as Louisville. Maybe that was a little bit of youth and experience, I don't know. But I soon found out that that was incorrect and walked into the place, and of course you were doing news, and I can't say enough good things about your news expertise, Ron. In fact, you're still there.
I appreciate that.
You do a great job.
E-Town grows on you. Of course, I'm very grateful that my family was able to share the last 26 years with E-Town citizens, and I know that you haven't moved, unless you've done it recently.
No,
Louisville.
I still live in Elizabethtown.
Still live in Elizabethtown, and that's so true that a lot of people who work in the biz, maybe in Louisville, they still like Hardin County as their home.
Well, Louisville, but radio has changed, of course, you know, and with the advent of computers and their help and assistance in radio, and a lot of people would argue that that it has changed radio for the worst. And maybe that is true in some instances, but I think actually it's made our jobs easier, you know, with computerized digital editing, which I use here at my job in Louisville, and they use there, and that's just one example. And of course, on the air, there's a lot of technology that wasn't there when we started in '75, when we were still playing those little black round discs with the holes in the middle. Remember?
I remember. Bob, something I remember is the bicentennial, which we stretched out over 3 years, and I think you were at WIEL at those times, 73, 74, 75, 76. We had a lot of fun, a lot of interesting people in the studio talking to them at that time.
Well, you know, 1976 is when they wrapped things up, and it was, you know, the big bicentennial year, and I remember E.J. Clark and myself were instrumental in putting that together, our coverage together, and we have a time capsule at a Freeman Lake Park that's going to be opened up near the Heritage House there, probably when we're long gone, but it's been there in the ground quite a while.
And as I talked to you, I just recalled something you and EJ did, Santa, and tell us about that.
You just blew our cover there, Ron, thanks. No, we did the Santa and Sparky call-in show. I'll tell you a little bit about that. EJ was Santa, and I was Sparky, okay? And our manager at that time, we had never done anything like that before. We were DJs on the air playing music, And I remember the manager coming in and saying, Bob, you need to be doing the Sand and Sparky Collins show this year. And I go, what? And, of course, EJ was there, and we discussed who was going to be Sand and who was going to be Sparky. But we didn't know how it was going to work. This was a live show with kids.
It went over real well.
And it turned out to be a program that the adults would enjoy, and the kids mainly. I mean, they were the that was the main thrust.